The man who invented alarm clocks must have hated people. Why am I the only one that hears it?
Now, husbands, that's a nice invention. And 11-year-old sons. That's a wonderful invention, too. Everybody says he has his father's scowl. And 14-year-old daughters. Aren't they lovely? I guess women have sweeter dispositions in the morning. Poor darling, he was out on calls until 2 o'clock. But he's due at the hospital in an hour.
Yet, dear, but it'll come.
Oh, well, I couldn't care less.
Got your new dress on. Something special at school?
Well, I'm going to give one of the boys a piece of my mind.
Oh, you ought to look glamorous doing it.
It gives a woman a certain advantage.
Yes, it does.
Can you untie this knot for me, Mom?
Good morning.
How long do mothers have to go on kissing boys?
Till they're 21. After that, we have to get permission. You gonna wear gym shoes to school?
I got practice on my pivot. I can do it while I'm walking to school.
Well, if you happen to run into anybody I know, please explain what you're doing. Here, Daddy's good at this.
The anxieties of children on their first visit to a pediatrician's office.
Well, don't move. Just cut holes in the paper so I can serve the eggs.
Well, don't I get any special privileges? I've known you longer than either of them.
If you aren't careful, I'm going to put on my new dress.
I know you're trying to get through to me. If I can only break the code.
Mary understands me. What's going on here?
Jeff, women are sensitive, enigmatic creatures, and we're boors who don't appreciate them.
You really believe that? Pass the butter, creature. Please. Mom, do I have to go through life being trained by that thing?
Ask your father.
Mary, pass Jeff the butter, and the next time he'll say please.
Thanks loads. You're a peach.
Have you finished your speech for tonight?
Not completely, but how does this sound? Mr. Chairman, Dr. Wilson, members of the Hilldale Medical Society. The anxieties of children on their first visit to a pediatrician's office are often induced by well-meaning parents and their desire to...
Mom, you're going to that basketball game tonight, aren't you?
Jeff, Daddy was talking.
Sorry, Dad. You are, aren't you?
Jeff, Daddy is giving his speech before the annual meeting of the Medical Society.
Now, it would be nice if I were there, don't you think?
We've already sat through four games just watching you hold down the bench, Jeff. Mary, if the coach doesn't put Jeff in, there's a good reason. Probably some long-range strategy.
Oh, I'll get in if three regulars break their legs. Say, I think I'll call Matt Kramer. He's been out of school with a cold all week.
Why is he limping?
There's a knot in his shoelace.
No? Why doesn't the coach put him in?
Maybe he's not good enough. Honey, I appreciate your frankness, but keep your voice down.
Who hit the panic button?
The mailman. She's hoping for an invitation to join a girls' club.
I was ready to dive into the nearest foxhole.
Well, that sort of thing can be very crucial at her age. Let's hear the rest of your speech.
Couldn't I end it right there? I like short speeches.
They'll be applauding your introduction and the end of your speech at the same time.
Matt Kramer's going to play. Says his cold's a lot better.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Would you like some more coffee?
Please, sir.
Reckon his mother kept him home one more day. The after effects of a cold can be much more dangerous than the cold itself.
I think I'll put that in my speech.
Don't worry, Mary. It'll come. Oh, who cares? Why should I want to join a club full of snobs? Only interest are in clothes and boys. Do they ever think of anything humanitarian?
Listen to that. Just last week she said if she didn't get in that goonie club, she's gonna knock her.
All right. It's time for school. Come on, let's go. Mother, when you go shopping this afternoon, will you pick up my shoes?
And my bicycle tire.
Mm-hmm.
And my blue suit, Donna.
Yes, dear.
Goodbye, sweetie. Goodbye, Jeff.
Dad.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll make a few calls from the office, then I'll be at the hospital.
What was that?
You know, every once in a while, I lose you. Is this the inner depths that no woman reveals, even to her husband?
No, I was just thinking. Now, why is it, after a few years of marriage, a husband never really kisses his wife? He just,
How's that?
It was fine, stranger.
Mom! Hey, Mom! Where are you, Mom? Mom!
Jeff, what is it? Where are you? Are you all right?
Mom, I'm playing tonight, first string.
Oh.
Well, aren't you excited?
Oh, I'm shaking all over.
Isn't it great?
Yes, it's wonderful. I knew if the coach ever...
That had nothing to do with it. I just got lucky. Ev Rankin got the mumps, Jimmy Ferris broke his glasses, and Goofy Morton sprained his ankle in the shower.
Oh, well, I can see it was a day filled with blessings.
You know it.
Is Goofy's ankle serious?
Oh, don't worry. He just won't be able to walk for weeks. I think I'll give him a call. He's a swell guy.
That would be nice, dear. But when you talk to him, try and control your grief.
You better get to the gym early tonight so you can get a good seat.
Oh, well, Jeff, now you know Daddy's giving a speech, and I plan to be there.
Well, you can hear Dad talk anytime. This is the most important night of my life.
I know, but...
Well, anybody can tell you children are more important than husbands.
Well, I'm going to check that theory with your father.
Here.
Hospital.
Well, don't tell him I'm more important.
Hospital.
Please, Mom, I need moral support.
Dr. Alex Stone, please. Now, look, if Daddy wants me to be there, I'll be there.
But this is the first time I've ever been in.
Dr. Stone speaking.
Hello, Alex. How's everything?
Fine.
Good. I just wanted to ask, would you mind terribly if I didn't go with you tonight?
What, something wrong?
No. But Jeff is in the starting lineup, and he's terribly anxious.
Dr. Stone, Dr. Alexander.
Oh, honey,
Stone.
I'm being paged.
Dr. What? Stone, Dr. Alexander.
Of course I'm not hurt. My feelings aren't that tender. Go with Jeff.
You sure you don't mind?
Of course not.
All right, dear. Bye.
Thanks, Pop. You're a peach. Don't say I never gave you anything. I'm going out and practice my pivot.
Oh, hello, Woody. Come in.
How do you do it?
Oh, well, I worry a lot.
Now do what?
You grow more beautiful every day. You know, you're defying a law of nature by dazzling the senses.
Oh, my gosh. I left the liver at the butcher's.
Didn't think you'd take it that hard.
Mr. Hotchkiss, this is Mrs. Stone. Would you mind looking to see if I left a package? Oh, would you? All right, thank you very much. Goodbye. Woody, why is it that bachelors are always charming to married women and hiding from the unmarried ones?
Well, it's a cunning we develop, an instinct for survival.
I see you've been decorated again. Busy day at maternity?
Oh, yeah. Courtesy of Fred Larkin. I delivered his fourth today.
Oh, congratulations to you both.
Well, Mr. Larkin's a bit disappointed. It's his fourth daughter. I wonder if it's safe to smoke these.
You know, I think there's something wrong with the whole system. The mother ought to pass out the cigars.
What's all this about tonight?
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. I ran to Alex at the hospital. He says you're not coming to the meeting.
Oh, well, we've got a crisis. Jeff is playing in his first basketball game, and...
Yeah, now look. It's more important that you be at that meeting than Alex.
Oh, well, then the wrong person is memorizing the speech.
Honey, a few facts of life about Hilldale. Since your arrival, you and Alex have made a very good beginning. For one thing, you've achieved my friendship. Now, look, as your friend, let me tell you that this is not the big city. This is a small town. And in a small town, it is most essential that A, the doctors approve of Alex, and B, that the doctor's wives approve of you as his wife.
Oh, dear. What happens if they don't approve? I've already borne him two children.
Now, look, we had a skin specialist here in town. His wife used to take an extra drink at the country club and start playing the bongos. Now, they overlooked that, but she failed to show up at the annual medical meeting. He is now practicing in Cincinnati.
I see. If they don't like me, Alex gets banished to the colonies. You really think it's important?
I'll see you tonight. Oh, now wear something attractive, but nothing the wife will consider overdressed.
How about a bikini and long white gloves? Woody, I've already promised Jeff. You couldn't hold this meeting in the gym, could you, between halves?
I'll see you tonight. Tonight.
Shaking when Jeff came.
Oh, Mother, I didn't tell you, but if I hadn't have been asked, I'd have been shattered. Well, my whole world would have crumbled.
Well, darling, nobody suspected what you were going through.
Oh, Mother, the girls are just darling. Wait till you meet them.
Well, we'll have them all over real soon.
Well, you'll see them at the meeting. All the mothers have to be there.
Mary.
Yes, Mother?
When is the meeting?
Tonight. The most wonderful night of my life.
But if you're not there, how can I go, Mother? Every girl has to introduce her mother.
Mary, I've already explained it to you. Now you explain it to them.
Oh, these beaux, they make me look like I'm going on a hayride or something. Oh, Mother, you just have to come.
Mary, it isn't my fault they set up that meeting the last minute.
Mother, this is an historical moment. History never watches the clock.
Maybe not. But if Columbus had been the mother of two children, he'd have never discovered America.
Oh, oh. Oh. Oh.
Jeff, oh. What's the matter?
Oh, I got a stomachache. Man, it's killing me. Oh.
Well, it's excitement about the game. Oh. I'll get you something, honey.
Oh, that won't do any good. This is the worst stomachache I've ever had.
Oh, how obvious can you get? Mother, he's appealing to your emotions. Oh.
Now, what have you been doing?
Just because he's the baby, does he have to get all the love around here?
Honey, a mother never loves one child more than another. Today, you've both been equally impossible.
Oh, why couldn't I have been an only child?
Well, suppose this was something serious. Suppose I had a ruptured appendix. Then how would you feel?
He's right, Mary. This could be serious. It's your pulse. Oh, my. Your tongue? Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
I don't know. But we better not take any chances. You better stay home tonight. I'll call the coach.
No, don't do that.
Can a guy get a little nervous before a big game?
See, he was simply playing on your sympathy, Mother.
Donna!
Upstairs, dear.
Now, just because you were born before I was
ready, just a minute. Before Daddy gets up here. Now, listen to me. Daddy needs me at the meeting tonight. And since he's a grown-up, naturally, he can't throw tantrums or develop stomach aches. Now, I love both of you with all my heart.
Mother, can't you just ask him, please?
Tell him he'll be at the next meeting. Please, Mom.
Well, a touching family scene.
Dad, I'm playing tonight in the starting lineup.
I know, that's wonderful.
And Daddy, they asked me to join the club.
Well, it's a day of triumph for the Stone family.
Mother Stone doesn't feel like cheering.
Daddy, all the mothers have to be at the meeting tonight.
I'll be the only one at the game without a family.
My whole social future is at stake.
Whoa, hold everything.
This triumphal hysteria has been going on all day.
Your mother doesn't want to disappoint either one of you, but she can't be in two places at once. Now, let's decide which one.
Daddy, Mother says she has to go with you, that you need her.
That's ridiculous. I told you on the phone you didn't have to be there.
I give up.
Honey, what's wrong? What did I say? Darling, would you mind answering me? Will you try to calm down? Why do you let a little thing like this throw you into a tantrum?
Why, every time that front door opens, it was like a marine setting up a beachhead. So don't expect me to behave like the mother of a year.
What are you talking about?
First, Woody comes by and says that you can't survive without me. Then you walk in and say, who needs you?
Oh, honey, I'm delivering a paper. It'd be nice to have you there,
well,
but it's...
actually, your paper's only secondary. Everybody's coming to see me in my bikini.
Bikini?
And long white gloves. You see, Woody has a theory that if the doctor's wives approve of me, the husbands will accept you.
Now, I've heard Woody's theories. They're asinine.
Yes? Well, how about the skin specialist's wife who played the bongos?
The bongos?
At the country club.
Look, I've got a theory of my own. After 8 years of college, plus my internship and my research, I feel qualified to say a few simple words before my colleagues. And I don't think Fleming discovered penicillin because his wife happened to be popular at the country club. You got that?
You've made it very clear.
So you don't have to be at the meeting.
Well, then you can come with me.
I hope you all have a lovely time tonight. As for me, I'm getting into my toreador pants and go shoot billiards.
You shouldn't have yelled at her like that.
What did you say?
I guess I yelled a little bit, too. Count me in.
If she's upstairs packing, I may never speak to either of you again.
Mommy.
Moms.
I'm sorry, Mommy. I've been a beast.
And you said it. Oh, I'm sorry, too, Moms.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorrier than either of them.
Forget about tonight, Mother. The girls will understand.
You've been to all our games, Moms. You go with Dad.
Now, wait. I'd like to have you with me. I always have. I always will. Come to think of it, that's why I married you. But let's face it, mothers belong to their children.
Well, Daddy, you need Mother tonight.
Well, sure. Anybody can tell you. Husbands are more important than children.
Alex, please take them out of here. Why did they have to be so sweet?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce our speaker for the evening.
although he is a newcomer to our medical community, we have entrusted him with our most precious and most difficult patients, children. Dr. Alex Stone.
Mr. Chairman, Dr. Wilson, members of the Hilldale Medical Society. The anxieties of children on their first visit to a pediatrician's office are often induced by well-meaning parents and their desire to protect the child. Now, though this may be well-intentioned, it often proves to have just the opposite result.
To welcome our three new members and express confidence that they will carry on the glorious tradition of this club. We are all honored and grateful to have our mothers here with us tonight. I'm going to ask each new member to introduce her mother to the membership. Susan?
I would like to introduce my mother, Mrs. Henry Martin.
Pamela.
I would like to introduce my mother, Mrs. George Trask, and thank her publicly for giving up her Mahjong game to be here with me tonight.
Mary.
Because of circumstances at our house that were unavoidable, This is my mother, Mrs. Alex Stone.
The emotional reaction of the mother involved is always an important factor. An old professor of mine once advised, when leaving a patient, give the baby a lollipop and the mother a sedative. Thank you.
Congratulations, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor.